full-scale invasion did not happen until Biden, but there were effectively a paramilitary incursion, you could call it, that went on for about 7 years before the, including the Crimean referendum that resulted in Crimea joining the Russian Federation, although people say that was held, you know, at gunpoint, in essence. So anyway, VIPs, you get your, you have a question, you get it answered right away. Clay, do you have something else? I was going to talk Ben and Jerry's here. Before
let's do it.
Your favorite, I may judge you as a communist based on this answer, your favorite flavor of ice cream, period, not even Ben and Jerry's, just in general. What's your go-to?
So first place, I haven't been eating Ben and Jerry's ice cream ever, because this was not a thing in the South, at least that I remember, as a even before I knew that they were super woke. But I made the decision years ago when they did the Colin Kaepernick flavor. I was like, these guys are chumps.
Did you grow up calling soda pop? Is that a Nashville thing?
No, we called everything Coke. Pop is a Midwest.
That's crazy.
Pop is a Midwest. If you were my age growing up in the South, you would say, they would like, hey, if you they walked up to you at a restaurant and be like, hey, what do you want to drink? You would say maybe a Coke, and they'd say, okay, what type of Coke? So you might be like, I order a Coke, and then I would like a, blowing people's minds here, not from the South, Mellow Yellow, which was the competitor of Mountain Dew from the Coke perspective. But yeah, everything was a Coke because Coke was founded in Atlanta. Coke owned the South back in the day. So if you were ordering sodas East Coast, pop was Midwest, everything's a Coke in the South. I don't know if that's still the case, but that was the era in which I grew up. I am now, and this flavor did not exist when I was a kid. I order one of two things. One is the chocolate chip cookie dough. I think cookie dough ice cream is a home run. Or this flavor did exist, I go mint chocolate chip. Probably most frequently, my selected ice cream choice is mint chocolate chip. You, what about you?
I'm a pistachio guy. I like it fancy.
Oh, this was where diva taste in ice cream.
I like pistachio. It's just that green color gets me excited. I do like mint chocolate chip very much, though. I cannot tell a lie. My parents love strawberry ice cream, which I still can't. I'm not a strawberry ice cream person. I don't know why that's considered a top three ice cream flavor, but it is chocolate vanilla strawberry, my friend.
I was always also a sherbet guy, which is how we pronounced sorbet in the South. I would get an orange sherbet back when I was a kid.
Learn a lot about the South. Well, Ben and Jerry's, why we bring it up. They said that Independence Day, we should think about all the stolen indigenous land. Turns out, Clay, that a indigenous chief in Vermont has come out to say that Ben and Jerry's headquarters is specifically on land stolen from the Kusuk Abenaki Nation. Will Ben and Jerry's give back the land their headquarters is on? I'm going to guess probably not.
One of our writers at Outkick, Buck, has requested official comment from Ben and Jerry's on when they will be removing themselves from their corporate headquarters and returning the land to the Native American population in Vermont. So far, shocker, they have not yet responded on when they are going to give up their land that they stole awfully from the Native Americans.
Wokeness is like socialism. It's about giving away other people's stuff.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Dutch Mendenhall, co-founder and CEO of Rad Diversified, is a friend of the program. He's authored a new book called Money Shackles.
Today's shackles are the financial hamstrings that being in debt creates for Americans. Dutch reveals how to start using debt to your advantage and how to tap into billions of dollars worth of alternative investment vehicles.
Break free from your money shackles and redefine your American dream. Learn more at therad.com. That's therad.com. Are you tired of the same old media narrative? Are you looking for an authentic platform to explore the world of news, sports, entertainment, gaming, and more?
Look no further than Rumble, the fastest growing video platform, shaking up the establishment. Join the millions of people who have already discovered Rumble. Don't settle for a controlled narrative. Break free from the media overlords and embrace the power of choice.
Download the Rumble app or visit rumble.com and stream for free.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Next up, how many days until Friday? Well, one coworker has it figured out. But first, the latest on a meatball shortage that could have been avoided by using Easy Cater.
I'm at the buffet where the meatballs are dwindling. While Caprese salad supplies remain strong, sources say the garlic bread is long gone.
Newsflash! It's hard to order the right amount of food, but at Easy Cater, we make hard easy. With catering experts ready to help 24/7, order from over 100,000 restaurants at easycater.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At the NATO summit this week, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says members will reaffirm their commitment to helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
When President Putin launched this war, he expected that Western unity would fracture, that NATO would break, that our support to Ukraine would wither over time. He was wrong.
Meanwhile, Turkey's president has introduced a new condition for approving Sweden's membership in NATO, calling on European countries to open the way for Turkey to join the European Union.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the surprise announcement before departing to a NATO summit in Lithuania's capital.
Ondan sonra biz de
when you pave the way for Turkey, we'll pave the way for Sweden as we did for Finland. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he supported Turkey's EU ambitions, but noted that it wasn't among the criteria agreed for Sweden to join NATO.
What we agreed in Madrid was a specific list of conditions that Sweden has to meet to be a full member of the alliance. And Sweden has met these conditions.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com in Highland Falls, New York, Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse says they've recovered the remains of a woman killed by floodwaters.
She was trying to leave her home because of the flash flooding and didn't make it across. She was walking her dog across, from what we know, and got swept up by the literally rapids. It's incredible the amount of water here. And she got washed away.
Newhouse spoke to WABC TV. More heavy downpours with possible flash flooding forecast in parts of Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. On Wall Street, the Dow had 184 points, the NASDAQ now adding 17. More at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If the Oakland A's need more than 9 acres to build their Las Vegas ballpark, that could happen. Bally's Corporation officials, owners of the Tropicana, say if more land is needed, it could be provided. Right now, the A's have been given 9 acres of land on Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard free of charge, but it's valued at $180 million. The team and Bally's also have up to 4 acres of shared space at the 35-acre site. The A's still need approval from Major League Baseball in order to relocate to Southern Nevada. They've officially begun their relocation application process. It's been a while, but the Megabucks jackpot has been hit. Las Vegas resident Jesus hit the jackpot for more than $10.4 million. That was Friday morning at the Cannery. Jesus says he plans to buy his mom a house with some of his winnings. Megabucks was last hit back in April in Reno for more than $14 million. And, of course, you know the grind. You got to play to win. KMCQ satellite weather is sunny and hot today, high of 106. It's 99 degrees right now in Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Watch for an accident in front of Allegiant Stadium there on Interstate 15 northbound. That's past Russell. Major delays on the Southern Beltway 215 right now, eastbound at Eastern. You want to stay to the left. The crash is consuming those two right lanes.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
Yes, sir.
Surely, we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely, we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, July 10th. Good to have you with us. Absolutely amazing weekend. Hope you had fun. Now it's back to the grind, and we're going to hit the ground running today because guess who's joining us? He's the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is Victor Jakes, and he joins us now. Victor, how was your weekend? Was that you I saw at UFC 290?
UFC. No.
Oh, I could have sworn. Sure, could have sworn I saw you.
Sure, it was a great time. I know the president was there, and seems like he enjoyed himself. And
But you weren't there. You were. I was thinking the president and Victor Jakes at the same function. It was too big a lift. Let me ask you your thoughts on what we heard from the former president as he seeks to become not just the 45th president, but the 47th president of the United States. What did you think of his speech? I don't know how much of it you saw.
Well, I think we're kind of at the same old at this point. You know, a lot of the energy, I mean, he still has the energy. He's still hilarious, obviously. You know, he missed his calling as a stand-up comedian. Or, you know, maybe he's a politician and stand-up comedian. And, you know, you're getting the attacks on DeSantis, which is what you would expect. But, you know, I think the thing that I am most interested in, and I hope his supporters will consider too, is, you know, if you contend that the election was stolen in 2020, you know, and outright stolen, not just, you know, there's weaknesses in the voting procedures and there's all this, you know, Zuckerbucks and stuff like that, but actually stolen. And you were the one running the show from the federal government. Like, what's your plan to win in 2024? Like, where that's the answer I want to hear. And I want to hear that from candidates like Jim Marchant, who, you know, I really, you know, appreciated Jim when he was an assemblyman. But, you know, if you're basically saying like someone's back there selecting the election results, like, why are you running? Like, we got to have some real talk about, you know, this is not a winning issue. I mean, it can get you, it can get people fired up in the base and it can get you through primaries potentially. But, you know, the voters out there, not, you know, and not people like being controlled by the computers or whatever, they want to hear plans for the future. They want to hear about the issues of now. And I think, you know, Trump supporters have got to realize that, you know, the president, former president, does not have a coherent answer to that. And I'd really like to hear it. I'd like to hear him try and address it.
I'm just curious, though, how does he keep going up? How do his poll numbers keep going up and up and up? They're not going down. They're not disintegrating at all. They're getting better.
Well, you know, the race, the biggest moment in this race was the indictment in New York. DeSantis at that point was within 16 points, and all of a sudden Trump jumps, you know, within like 2 weeks, something like that, to a 30-point lead, which is around where he's at right now. And the reason is, and understandably, is that that indictment is a joke. It's a political persecution. And so people are rallying to Trump in response to the unjust actions of this prosecutor in New York. And it's understandable. Believe me, it is understandable. But you also have to step back and say, you know, I got to be a political realist here. We got to win this next election. You know, this is not going to help him with independent voters. This is not going to help him with swing voters. However unjust it is, I have to think strategically, and especially if I want to keep the president out of jail, there needs to be a Republican in there who's willing to pardon him. And the most electable Republican is not Donald Trump.
Is there somebody other than Ron DeSantis you think can win this nomination?
No, not really. You know, I think what you're going to see, you know, the narrative right now that the media and the Trump team are trying to craft is that it's over, it's inevitable, DeSantis has stalled out. And what we've really seen is that basically the race has been kind of locked into place since that indictment at the end of March. The federal indictment, which was actually a much more serious indictment in terms of the evidence and the crimes. You know what I mean, right? I mean, legally speaking, this is a much more serious indictment. It's still abusive. There's still a double standard, all of that stuff. But he didn't get a bump after that one. So he's kind of gotten his bump of, I'm being persecuted, I'm the victim, which, true, absolutely, absolutely true. It's a political persecution. He is a victim here. And so he's seen some people rally to him. And so anyway, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see Tim Scott have a little bloomlet in Iowa. You're going to see Vivek have a little bloomlet. Maybe Nikki Haley has a little bloomlet. You know, Pence, I think, is going to run pretty well there. It reminds me of the 2012 race where, you know, we had Herman Cain and we had Mike Huckabee and Newt Gingrich had a late, you know, kind of bloomlet. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was the candidate everyone kind of expected. And if you go back and you look at the polling in 2016, Ted Cruz is like at 3% right now in Iowa. And what he did is he went and he built an organization because of the caucus system. You know, it really is a matter of turning your people out. And so if you consider that, I mean, I think DeSantis is in very good shape. I think he's going to be run very strong in Iowa. That's a really good state for him. I don't think he's going to do quite as well in New Hampshire or here in Nevada. But I think he really has a good shot to do well in Iowa.
I'm just curious, and Chris Christie brought it up the other day on one of the Sunday shows, that at this point in 2016, Trump was at 5%. Do you buy that notion that it is so early in the game the polls don't mean anything?
Well, I don't buy that. I mean, I think there's a balance there. The polls mean something, right? And especially because Trump isn't an unknown. He's a very established. He has a strong group of supporters. I don't think anyone thinks he'll get below 33-35%. And so I think that does matter. But I think this idea that the race is over, I think Christie's right in the fact that, you know, that's too early. And the other thing you have to remember is that the rest of the nation, you know, 4 or 5 states are getting the vast majority of the attention from presidential candidates because of how the nominating calendar works. And so that's the grain of salt you have to take with these national polls is, you know, people, they had the Trump indictment, people rallied to Trump, and then all of a sudden it's summer. And people, even primary voters, are not wanting to stress about politics, and they're not being, you know, they're not being touched, they're not being given mailers, there's not TV ads in most of the states around the country. And so what I think you're going to see is, I think, you know, as the fall comes around, we've got the first debate in August. I think you're going to see voters start paying attention. And that's when I think you've got to see, you know, does Trump's support erode a little bit?
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. If I gave you the reins of the Trump campaign, what would the message be right here, right now, this far out?
I think it'd be good for him to start turning the attention to Biden. You know, and he certainly does that at some points, but I think it's what's the vision, right? Like, you should just drop the 2020 stuff. Like, that is a net negative for you outside of the primary, and just act like you're the front runner. And the front runner, whoever it is not going to win the 2024 election by running on Trump won in 2020. That is just, it's not a winning message. And so that's, you know, messaging wise, that's what I would be doing. I would be saying, look, it's time to rally together. You know, and then, you know, just organization building. It's, you know, can you build an organization? Can you get people out there to door knock, identify who are your supporters? How do we turn them out? And, you know, Nevada, it's really interesting because all basically the state party is supporting Trump, not officially, but you can kind of see it. And they want to turn this into a caucus state. And, you know, I think they believe that will benefit Trump because, you know, he's got this base of passionate supporters. But, you know, the danger in that is that if the turnout's very low for a caucus, you know, DeSantis could simply out-organize him here. And so those are the kind of things I would be thinking about and focusing on is, you know, who are our voters? Are we talking to our voters? And it can't just be, you know, I'm on Truth Social sending stuff out every once in a while. It needs to be a strategic and disciplined effort.
I'm curious. The president, in his speech on Saturday, said that he was up by 38 points here in Nevada. Do you buy that? Is that your sense?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. I think Trump's going to do well here. You know, this is a state with, you know, a lower percentage of college graduates and, you know, high school graduates do, you know, just generally support Trump. Trump's running very strongly with Hispanic and even African American Republicans, and you know have a lot of, you know, Latinos here in Nevada, and I think just kind of the ethos of Nevada of, like, you know, we're out here, we're picking ourselves up by the bootstraps. I think there's kind of a swagger that Trump taps into, and so I think Nevada is going to be Trump's best state of the first four. I mean, just the stuff that we talked about with, you know, the people rallying to Trump because of the indictment, I think you're going to see that. And then it's just a question of does it hold? Because
the challenge for Trump is his campaign is I'm inevitable. I'm going to be the nominee. You know, there's not like this really substantive, like, here's the stuff I'm going to do. He's basically trotting out all the stuff he promised in 2016. And it's like, well, you were the president and you didn't get it done. So we're going to have you again to elect you to this time build the wall. Like, okay. And so I think if Trump's numbers ever dip, and that's obviously by no means a guarantee, but, you know, if he starts sliding to just a 15% lead or a 20% lead, then I think you're going to see, a lot of kind of falling away, because the thing that makes him inevitable is this big lead. Not that he's got, you know, he's got a third of the voters who are with him for sure. But I think this extra 15 to 20%, they're gettable and they're movable. And if they start moving away from him and he doesn't have the pitch of I'm inevitable, I think he's really going to be in a world of hurt.
When it comes to erosion of support, where will it come from? Which candidate do you think will DeSantis become bigger, or will there be somebody else that ends up eroding the vote or the support?
Well, I think the key thing to watch is that kind of 15 to 20% that moved to Trump after the indictment, and I will put those people as kind of, they're rallying to Trump because of the unjust persecution. And that was like, he's being unjustly prosecuted and we want to support him. The question is do those people move? That's probably, it's 7% that went from DeSantis to Trump, that gets you close to the 15-point swing. And so those are the people I'm really interested to see, do they move? And then, then the other factor is what happens to all these third-tier candidates. Do they, when they drop out, do they try and throw their voters to Trump because they think he's going to be the nominee, or do they say, look, I think DeSantis is, on the upswing and I want you guys to support them? Because, in the polling average, Trump's at 53%, which is a strong number, certainly, but it's not a two-thirds, 67%. 80% number where no one has any chance. I mean, there is a chance. And if Trump starts dipping to, 45%, 44%, then I think he has a lot harder time because the narrative is gone of, oh, I'm inevitable.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. There's a new entrant into the U.S. Senate race. We'll tell you who it is. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry, in a 40-year marriage to a military husband, raising 4 children, to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to 8 grandchildren. Give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702